Today is a rather historic day for the Special Tribunal for Lebanon, primarily because we started the process. We have moved transitions from a complex investigation process to the actual trial phase. But it's also a historic day for the Lebanese people that have waited for this day for nearly 9 years, for them to have an opportunity to see before them evidence presented, witnesses that were challenged, witnesses that are going to be challenged. And of course, it's also a historic day for the international justice community. As you know, the Special Tribunal for Lebanon is the only international court prosecuting a crime of terrorism. As you can imagine, this is a very complex investigation that has taken a long time. But the fruit of the labor of the Special Tribunal for Lebanon and our predecessors have come into effect today. This is an opportunity where the Lebanese people can see firsthand, can see on their television screens, evidence that are presented, witnesses that are cross-examined. And it's going to be an opportunity for them to see for themselves and to judge for themselves.
What were the most important evidences presented today by the prosecutor?
The prosecutor gave us an overview of their case and how they are going to depend and how they're going to present evidence. For example, one of the instances or the evidence that the prosecution used in being able to tell the time was a complex process of actually managing to pull the reflection of a nearby clock from the window of one of Rafiq Hariri's vehicles. They've demonstrated that there is some serious investigative work that has gone into this. Of course, they've also demonstrated a complex network that have allegedly followed Rafiq Hariri and his convoy for months prior to the attack. Again, I want to emphasize that there is going to be an opportunity for the defense to challenge these allegations against the four accused in the coming days and definitely in the coming months as well.
What will happen in the coming days?
The prosecution will complete their opening statements, and in the afternoon there will be an opportunity for the lawyers of the victims that are participating in the proceedings. This is the first time that victims in an international court are going to be represented and physically inside the courtroom. On Monday, there will be an opportunity for the defense counsel of the accused to also give an opening statement. Once we are done with the opening statements, the prosecution will resume by presenting the first phase of their case. And the first phase of their case rests on the events that occurred on the 14th of February, 2005.
The proceedings are being held in absentia. How does this affect the trial?
The Special Tribunal for Lebanon is the only tribunal that can actually prosecute the individuals, the accused, in their absence. Of course, in absentia proceedings are a measure of last resort, and the intention is to not allow the accused to hold the judicial process hostage. One of the primary reasons for the application of in absentia is also due to the fact that we apply Lebanese law. And under Lebanese law, in absentia proceedings are permissible.
When should we expect the final decision?
It's very difficult to actually put a timeline on a judicial process, particularly that the main concern for us is to ensure that the accused have the right to a fair trial, even more so because this is an in absentia trial. So we have heard from the president before that we hope to complete the first phase of this trial by February 2015. But I say in the same sentence that, of course, this is not up to anybody but the judges of the trial chamber.